This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple began today in the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebration also coincides with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of Somnath Swabhiman Parv. In a series of social media posts today, Mr. Modi said, in January 1026, Somnath faced its first attack. The Prime Minister said, despite repeated assaults in subsequent centuries, the eternal faith of devotees and the civilizational resolve of Bharat ensured that Somnath was rebuilt time and again. The Prime Minister shared glimpses from his previous visits to Somnath Temple and invited citizens to join the celebration by sharing their own memories on social media platforms by using hashtag Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv on Sunday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during a meeting with his French counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot, in Paris yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship. The External Affairs Minister also noted that India is chairing the BRICS and France is helming the G7 this year, and even referred to both sides being part of the G20 grouping. The two ministers also focused on preparing the ground for French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to India next month to participate in the AI summit. India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office's, NSO's, first advance estimate reflecting buoyant high-frequency data since September last year, led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated real GDP growth at 7.6% for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged the real GDP growth at 7.4% in the current fiscal. The combined impetus from fiscal and monetary policy support, improved the purchasing power, and labour market outlook are likely to ensure consumption recovery gains more breadth. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Talking to media, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said, during the four-day event, the young leaders from across the country will converge to present their ideas on Viksit Bharat before the Prime Minister. He said the dialogue empowers the country's Yuva Shakti to lead from the front, take on real challenges and co-create India's future.
विकसित भारत यंग लीडर डायलॉग में एडिशन करके
द विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग एंगेजेज मिलियंस ऑफ यूथ टू सेव फ्यूचर लीडर्स विद द डिजाइन फॉर भारत विजन इट प्रमोट्स होम ग्रोन सॉल्यूशंस जॉब क्रिएशन एंड सेल्फ रिलायंस थ्रू हैकाथॉन्स यंग इनोवेटर्स एड्रेस नेशनल चैलेंजेस पोजिशनिंग इंडियाज यूथ एज ड्राइवर्स ऑफ अ डेवलप्ड एंड ऑटोनोमस नेशन द गवर्नमेंट एम्स टू आइडेंटिफाई टैलेंटेड यूथ अंडर प्रिविलेज्ड बैकग्राउंड एंड प्रोवाइड देम अ डायरेक्ट पाथवे टू नेशनल इन्फ्लुएंस थ्रू डिजिटल कॉम्पिटिशंस
हमने कॉम्पिटिशन के द्वारा identify karke platform diya hai.
A senior leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party's affiliated organization was shot dead and another man injured in a shooting incident in Dhaka's Tejgaon area last night, highlighting deteriorating law and order situation in the country. The incident triggered protests and prompted heavy deployment of police and army personnel. Angry protesters later blocked a key intersection, disrupting traffic before security forces restored order. Police have launched an investigation and are reviewing CCTV footage to identify the attackers. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan in the round of 16 today. However, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty bowed out of the tournament after losing their respective pre-quarterfinal matches in the men's singles category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.